Blog Talk Radio.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Hey, 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 good morning, everybody. Listen to that lone voice of dissent. The ones that tell you you are ready, you are prepared, you are ready to rise and grind. Man, welcome to the grind, ladies and gentlemen. Man, wanted to play that for you guys this morning because, man, I think it's an amazing audio. When I hear that, man, when I wake up in the morning, man, sometimes I set my alarm to that. And when you hear that, if you still lay in bed, when you hear that, yeah, it's something wrong. So man, let's jump right into this because I don't want to keep you guys long today, man. Welcome to the grind, man. This is the realest show ever. This is where we have the scripted conversation, you know, because I heard something the other day. And it really threw me for a loop. Not really threw me for a loop, but it kind of confirmed some things. But, you know, most people don't want to be told the truth. They just don't. We've evolved into a society that really don't want the truth. Because if you start telling the truth, you get labeled and then people call you insensitive and things of that nature. So we're living in a society now where people are just becoming watered down. You know, people are just becoming mediocre. And personally, I believe that you know we're coming more and more into the you know we're the 97.3%. Man, I think we're getting into the more so into the 98.2%. But nonetheless, man, I believe there are some people out there that are doing some things, man, that are setting them apart. There are some people out there that are doing some things that's causing them to become, you know, the exact person that God created them to be. So great morning to everybody, man. I see you guys out there. For those of you that said good morning this morning, it is Tuesday morning, so it's that day after the most dreaded day of the week, which is it Monday or is it Sunday? Do you dread Sunday more around 5 or 6 o'clock, or do you dread the actuality of Monday? So is it Sunday that you hate the most because you know you got to get up and work tomorrow and you got to go to bed, or is it Monday, the actual day that you have to get up and get your week started, and you really don't start feeling right again until maybe around Wednesday or Thursday, and it's like almost over around Thursday, like, okay, tomorrow's Friday. So which is it? You guys tell me, what is the most, if you're on Facebook Live, tell me what is the most dreaded day of the week, so we put that to bed. So I'll wait for you guys' responses on that. So good morning, Ms. Pam McCray. Great to see you, my love. Ms. Sean Jackson Hughes, great morning to you. Ms. Bobo and Phoebe, great afternoon in South Africa. Great to have you on the grind. Mrs. Princessa, it's great to have you. Great and amazing morning to you as well. So, guys, let me know which day is the most dreaded day. I see some people, you know, I got some mixed feelings. Great morning, Ms. Tawana Simmons. Great morning. So man, let's jump right into this because I believe that, and you notice, when I say things, I used to say, I think. So when I say things, you know, I normally now I'm like, okay, it's my opinion or I believe. You know, because everybody has opinions. You know, that's what makes us us. Everybody's opinion is biased to who they are. So I believe in order to have something different, you're going to have to do something different. And some people are still doing the same thing, expecting more. So, you know, this show is called Turn It Up. And I wanted to have a quick conversation with you guys because I know that there are some people on this line, there are some people that will hear this show, and they're going to be asking themselves, or they should ask themselves, you know, a few questions. You know, where am I right now? Where is my life right now? What am I doing right now? And how do I change it? Where's my life right now? What am I doing right now? And how do I change it? And am I going to think that nobody's asked themselves that question before? Absolutely not. I believe that that's a question that people constantly ask themselves every day. And it's not the question. It's not the question that's any different, because people will look in the mirror and they'll ask themselves, what is my life? Or where is my life right now? And we'll even answer that question and we'll say, man, I like my life. Or we'll say, man, my life is crap. Or, man, my life could be better. You know, or, you know, people ask themselves that question, you know, man, you know, what am I doing right now? Because what I'm doing right now is creating a life that I have right now. And they'll answer that question, well, you know, I'm doing this and this, and, you know, and if it wasn't what you wanted to be doing and you fool yourself into saying, I love what I'm doing and yada, yada, yada. So, you know, that's probably why your life is what it is right now. But that third question is the one that gets people. How do I change it? And when they ask themselves that question, it's not that the answer, and I want to relay this the right way. It's not that the answer is not there. It's not like the answer escapes them. It's not like the answer is profound or any of that. It's because everybody knows, most people know what they can do to change their life. It's about being willing
to change your life. No one else can change you. No one else, it doesn't sink in if anybody else is telling you to change. It's a matter of you saying, I need to change. Nothing happens with you until you decide for it to happen. So it's the shift that you get. We talked about that last week, right? So when you decide to change is when things change. So, but think about your life and where it is right now. Think about what you've done to this date. Think about what you have to this date. And I'm not talking about things, guys. Remember, anything that we talk about on this show is mental, physical, and spiritual, right? So think about your life in its totality and think about where you are and think about what you want. Think about what you're doing right now and think about the things that you need to do to change. And some of you have started to do some of those things and you started to change a little bit. But now I want you to reflect back on the 98% or the 97% that I just talked about, right? Reflect back on that and just think about that and ask yourself, what percentile am I in? What percentage am I in? Am I a part of the 97% or am I a part of the 3%? And remember, again, we're not talking about just money, guys. Okay, it's not just all money. 97% and the 3%, guys, is all about mind, body, and spirit. So when you put those three together realistically, where are you? Do you feel that you're one with God, first and foremost? Do you feel that you have that relationship? Do you feel that you're in sync with the Almighty Creator? So that's the first part. Do you feel, the second part is, do you feel that your mind is in sync with the things that God created you to do and to be and have of it? So now you your mind is what drives everything else. So you've got the spirit piece and connection. You've got the I know exactly what God has called me to be and what God has called me to have anything of what it is, and I'm going to start that journey. So you have that mindset that we talked about last week is, I know that I got to climb the ladder and I'm going to take some hits. While I'm in the middle, I'm going to take some hits. I just got to be willing to take those hits and get back up every time. So you got the mindset piece down. Now, you got the physical piece down. The physical piece is not you looking like a supermodel. The physical piece is not a professional athlete. The physical piece is you taking care of the people that God gave you to exist physically on this earth, right? So you need to do, putting the right stuff in to get the right stuff, then, you know, you're not abusing your body with all sort of crazy substances. So that means you got it in check, mind, body, and spirit. So that means you're a part of the 3%. So do that check with yourself. And once you check that, then say, okay, realistically, where am I? If you're already part of that 3%, then, man, keep doing what you're doing. If you're happy, you're satisfied, you know you're on the right track, everything is clicking on all cylinders, man, and you're doing exactly what you need to do all the time, and, man, you're part of that 3%. I'm not saying all the time because it doesn't happen that way. It's not. Nothing's perfect, okay? But if you know that you're on the road to fulfilling your destiny, then your purpose, then okay, you're good. But there are a lot of people that aren't. And if that's you, then own it, okay, because you can't change it until you own it. Now that you own it, right, now it's time to amplify yourself. You know that you're not where you want to be. You know that you're not the person. You know you don't have the connection. You know that in those three arenas, you've got one of them down, but the other two you suck at. You've got two down, but it's just one little piece that you're not good at. You can't make the connection because nobody's asking you to be perfect in all three. Nobody's asking you to be flawless. We're asking you to tap into all three, mind, body, and spirit. Tap into all three. And once you tap into all three and you start your journey, now you at least you can grow going down the right road, right? If you're in the right direction. You're on the right destiny to get to your purpose. So here we go, all right? You're on the right destiny to get to your destination. So here we go. Amplifying yourself is what's going to get you on track. But when you amplify yourself, That means you got to do more of the things that you know you lack in, all right? And so there's a couple of stages to that. So the first part is you start amplifying yourself. You start moving in the arena in the things that you know you are supposed to do, and that is not the comfort zone. If you're comfortable doing the things you're doing right now and you're doing every day, then you're not amplifying yourself. You're not making yourself uncomfortable enough to continue your growth. Growth is a constant state of being uncomfortable, right? And if I jump off every day because your parachute's going to open on this trip down and you're going to land and you're going to be good and you learn a lesson, jump off that time. You climb back up to the top of the building and you take the stairs, not the elevator, and you get there, you jump again. So that's growth, right? Doing things that make you uncomfortable makes you grow. And I'm talking about an uncomfortable good, guys, okay? Not an uncomfortable bad, all right? So now you're on the right track, and let's say you got everything else, and now you're a part of the ones that are the people that are moving in the right direction. So now that you're moving in the right direction, it's time for you to amplify yourself. You guys always hear me talk about a red sweater and a sea of black sweaters, right? If you're the red sweater and a sea of black sweaters, that means you're standing out, right? That means you're standing out. You're above average. That means people see you. You're amplifying yourself. How do you get the red sweater? How do you get the red sweater? You get the red sweater based on what you do and how you do it, right? What you do and how you do it is how you get the red sweater. If you keep the black sweater on if you're just being average, if you're not willing to fail. Guys, did you know that 58% of people in the world have decided that, you know what, I would rather never try at all as opposed to trying and failing? They would just rather not try. And if they would rather not try, what does that leave you? If 58% of people in the world say, I'd rather not try because I know I'm going to fail, I'd just rather not try and fail. I'm good. I'll stay where I am. I'm comfortable. I'm good. So now where does that leave you? That leaves you, the remaining percentage is people that would rather fail. So I don't want to say that's your competition, but those are the people that are moving in the same direction that you're moving. Everybody else is standing still and moving backwards, right? So you want to be in that arena that says, in that group of people that says, I'd rather fail trying as opposed to not try at all because of fear of failure. 58% of people, that kind of blew my mind, right? Because, you know, we all understand to be above average, and this is a strong word, right? To be above average, you have to hate average. Honestly, to be above average, you have to hate average. And there's no, you just can't be that person that says, I just kind of don't like being average. I just, you know, it's never really all the way well with me, being average. No, you have to hate it. You have to have a disdain for being average. When you feel as if you're being average, that means you feel like, okay, I'm nasty, I'm yucky, this isn't good, I don't feel right if I'm average. So that means I'm doing what everybody else doing, and they say broad is the road to destruction. But guess what? When you're on that road to destruction, people say, this feels good because a lot of people are here. Everybody's doing it, so it must be right, right? Everybody's doing it, so it must be right. And you have to understand that there's that thing called, you know, a fine line. And there's a fine line. There's some things you want to do that are good for you, and if you're doing it, it's got to be right for you. It's got to feel good for you. If it hasn't gone from your head to your heart, then you're not going to stay in it. You're not going to be committed to it. You're not going to be consistent with it at all. So some of you are doing something and it hasn't gone from your head to your heart, not because maybe it's not the right thing to do, but because you haven't changed enough to be a part of the 3%. See, some of you are out there gauging and making determinations for your life, and you haven't started your journey to the 3%. Right? So everybody's saying, well, I'm not the 3%. It's easier for people to say, I'm not the 3%, as opposed to saying, you know, I'm the 3% and I'm gonna work, I'm gonna do the things it takes to be the 3%. Mind, body, and spirit. So if you want being 3%, that's all that's being asked. It'll work toward being the 3%. Now, once you get on that 3%, now anything, any decision that you're making, you know at that point is a good decision for you because you're clicking on all mind, body, and spirit, right? So if you're clicking on all cylinders now, you are qualified, you are prepared, you are the person that can make the best decisions for you. See, that's why a lot of people, you know, they'll wake up every day and they can't make decisions on their own. They have to wait for somebody else to tell them what to do. They won't take any initiative. They think everything that they do is not, it's like, okay, it's not good. I need to get a second opinion on this, or third or fourth or fifth. And you find yourself taking on 10 or 12 different opinions that really aren't the opinions that you need, because the only opinion that really matters is the opinion of you that is part of 3%. Right? The 3% is a beast, guys. Everybody says, I want to be a beast. I'm a beast. I'm a beast. But you're not doing the things that beasts do. You're a lion roaming around in the jungle. You look like a lion, but when you open your mouth, you have no teeth. What good is a lion in the jungle with no teeth? So you look like you're a beast, but you're not really a beast. So what's the moral of what I'm saying, guys? The moral of what I'm saying here, guys, is if you're going to be a part of the 3%, then you got to turn it up, man. You got to turn it up. You got to stop playing small. You got to stop being average. You got to stop doing the same things every single day and looking for a different result. That's insane. But we won't do that because it requires something of us. And when it requires something of us, that means it's going to take us out of the norm. It's going to take us out of the average. It's going to take us out of what we know. And when you remove somebody from what they know, it hurts. When you run a mile every day and it feels good and you can run that mile, the moment you run that mile is the moment you become average to yourself. Somebody else should write that down. The moment you achieve it is the moment you become average. This thing is crazy. I think I just lost this. Okay. Reload site changes you made. Not this page from transition. Right. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm thinking I lost my Facebook Live people. I don't know. Guys, if you are still with me, let me know. I think we're still good. Nope. Maybe we're not. All right. So, anyway, it's crazy, guys. It's like every day. Every Tuesday and Thursday, it's like I have issues with my Facebook Live, you know, and you know how I take that? Obviously, I'm saying something that needs to be heard because the enemy wants to stop it, but that's okay. We're going to jump right back on and reconnect, and that's how it happens. That's how it happens, guys, honestly. Let me go live again. Man, it is so amazing. Coffee break. Wow. So anyway, so it's so amazing how things really pan out, man, because, you know, if you're part of the 3%, then that means you don't want to be average. So if you're not being average, that means you're tapping into everything that you're supposed to tap into. And now you're on the road. You're on the right road to where you need to be. And when that happens, guys, you feel this sense of freedom. You feel this sense of enlightenment. It's like now I've dialed in. Now I've set my pace and I'm running, and this feels good. And when you get to that point to where it starts to feel good, is when you got to shift gears, right? So if you wake up every day and you run a mile. And the mile, you ran it. The moment you run that mile is the moment that you just became average to yourself. So what is it today? fantastic, because I see a lot of people, and a great example, they'll say, I'll go in the gym, and when I go in the gym, I'm going to run my 2 miles today. And when you run your 2 miles today, and every day for 30 days, you run 2 miles, and everybody is saying, man, I'm growing, I'm doing so great. And we think we're making ourselves stronger, but when you get, let's just take the heart, because this is good. Let's take the heart, okay, and it's opposite on this screen. But let's just take the heart. The heart is they say it's a muscle, but I don't know. I've heard people say it's a lot of this tissue and yada, yada, yada. But nonetheless, it pumps the blood throughout your entire body. So if you want your heart to get stronger, you have to set a goal as to how strong you want your heart to be, right? Running 2 miles every day for a month doesn't mean you make your heart as strong as it can be, right? I agree, Pam. We need a new cable company. You think you got it. Think you got the best. You just don't. So when you run 2 miles, you think your heart is as strong as it can be, and it's not. It's only as strong as you just made it by running 2 miles. How strong can your heart really be? You don't know until you set a goal for yourself. So you have to find something to model. Right. So you find, let's just say you want your heart to be as strong as Usain Bolt. All right. Usain Bolt is an Olympic sprinter. Right. So if you want your heart to be as strong as Usain Bolt, then you have to figure out what Usain Bolt is doing to do what he does. Right. So you say, OK, if Usain Bolt runs every day. If he runs 5 miles every day, there's your goal, right? If you want your heart to be that strong. So now let's transfer that over into business, all right? If you want your business to grow and you want to make X amount of money by a certain period of time, if you want to just make X amount of money, then you can't model your business after someone's business that only makes a fraction of what you want to make, right? Because that's as far as you're going to get. So you have to find the person that built the business and they're building it the way you want to build the business, with integrity and character and all of that great stuff, and you guys are in alignment. And so you find that person, that model. This is why I tell you guys, it's great to model and never copy. Never copy somebody, because you want to be who you are. Modeling keeps you unique to who you are, all right? Copying makes you someone else, right? So when you model somebody else's business, this is what I want. I love the way they do what they do. I see how they do it. So this is what I want to do. And honestly, guys, if you're modeling the business the way they do the business, there's no way you can't be successful. So you have to follow that consistency to get – and that commitment to get what they have. And it's the same with every aspect, right? So you model it and you get it, right? So it's in order, guys, for us to grow ourselves and build ourselves and to really turn up, right? To really turn it up, that means we have to turn everything up in our lives. We have to run through our life and turn everything up and say, I got to do this better. I got to do more of this. I got to do more of that. Because we got to stop sitting back, you know, waiting for things to happen, and we're doing the same thing that we did yesterday. If you want more, you got to do more. And I heard a great man once say, and he said, whose pace are you following? Whose pace are you following? Are you just average, or are you above average? Are you walking? When you're walking, see, because inevitably, whenever you're walking, guys, you're walking with someone, then either you're setting the pace or they're setting the pace. It's always that. Somebody's setting the pace. So if you're walking with somebody, you have to figure out, am I going to run at their pace or am I going to make them run at my pace? And then when you start running at your pace, and now you're at that pace and you know you're pushing yourself, do you decide at that point, when then you see the person falling back, do you decide at that point, do I, and This is the biggie. You said at that point, do I slow down or do I keep running at my pace? Do I slow down or do I find somebody that can run at my pace? Do I slow down or do I find somebody that can run faster than me and I can try to keep up with them? All of these questions are the things that successful people ask themselves because we constantly take ourselves out of a state of comfort. We remain comfortably uncomfortable, right? You know, and you know, you heard an old story of the dog laying on a nail sitting on the porch with the farmer, and the farmer says, you know, the guy comes up on the porch and he says, you know, now he's talking to the farmer and the dog is constantly moaning. And he's like, why is the dog moaning? And he said, the dog's moaning because he's laying on a nail. And he said, well, why don't he just get up off the nail? Well, and he says, well, maybe I think the nail is only hurting him enough to moan and groan. It's not hurting him enough to get off of the nail. And that's how life is. It doesn't hurt. When it doesn't hurt you, when you're comfortable within it, then why, you know, people just say, okay, I feel good here. This must be living because I feel good. Now, God, you got to understand what I'm saying. Coffee break. You got to understand what I'm saying, okay? You got to understand that there's that fine line, okay? Because I can tell there are some people that are on this very live. There's some people that are listening to this radio show right now, and they're going to tell you that, and they've been wildly successful, right? They've been successful, and they're going to tell you that when you start hitting certain levels, you always feel as if there's another level, right? You feel like there's another gear you can go to because the reason you got successful in the first place is because you created habits, and the habits that you created made you uncomfortable consistently, right? So being uncomfortable is how you create the separation, which creates the different levels for you to climb, which separates you from average people. So if you want to be above average, you do different things and you do it better and you do more of it than everybody else. So if you're doing that, then you create a habit of being uncomfortable. And just because you make $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, $20 million, you get up there just because you get a body that you want. That's why you see bodybuilders, once they start creating a habit and you look at them and they're like, you're like, ooh, I don't want that body, but it's the body that they want. And they create those habits, and those habits become addictive, and you start seeing those results. Clock in, and you're like, okay, boom, this looks good. And next thing you know, you're in the mirror, you're posing. Then you start thinking about competing. And then next thing you know, here you are, boom, boom, boom. And your overall goal was from the beginning was to be number one at what they do. And once you become number one at what you do, the only thing in your mind that you can think about is duplicating that success. That's it. Nothing that do you wonder what keeps people going? People that have gotten a level of success and you're like, okay, they should be good. You should just check out. But it's not that simple. You want to create a level of duplication. That means you want to help somebody else get there. Now there's a line to everything. I keep saying there's a fine line because there are some people that are gonna check out. And they're gonna say, I'm good. I don't want to deal with it anymore, and boom. And they're good, they're where they want to be. Let them do what they want to do. But most people are going to say, I got to duplicate where I am. I got to duplicate what I've done. I got to show some other people how to do this. Let me write a book. Let me do a tutorial. You know, let me get on the radio. Let me get on, you know, on Facebook Live. Let me get on YouTube. Let me duplicate myself. Let me duplicate the process that I went through so that people will know how to do what I just did, because I got all of this knowledge here, and if I have all of this knowledge here, I want somebody else to get it because I want to leave the L word. I want to leave the L word. I want to leave legacy. And if you want to leave legacy, legacy doesn't come without duplication. You can't perpetuate legacy without duplication. So that means you got to leave somebody behind, something behind that perpetuates who you were, what you stood for, what you achieved, what you became. legacy. It's not legacy. You can't create legacy without duplication. So it's the epitome of what we do, guys. So we're talking about turning up, stop looking for different, and continually doing the same. We're talking about 58% of people would rather be average and fail and not fail, never try and not fail, as opposed to fail when they're trying. So what does that leave you? That leaves you with a lot of room to be above average. That leaves you with a lot of space to say, you know what, I can make my mark in this world. I just got to turn up. I got to turn up the volume on what I do. If I have great ideas, if I'm 3%. I know I'm giving you guys a lot, but write this down. I am the 3%. If you are the 3%, understand this. Just because you say it doesn't mean you are it. So if you're saying that I am the 3%, now that means you've gotten to the start. You've gotten to the start. You're there. Now you're going to say, what do I need to do to be the 3%? Because my alignment's great with God. My mindset is good. I already know I said it is, so therefore it is. I am, so therefore it is. Boom, I'm there mentally. I ain't chilling. I ain't sitting back chilling. I am, therefore it is. God, here I am. Put me in the right stuff. Put me in the right where I need to be. Yeah, put me right there. And we sit back. We sip on our coffee. And we chill. We're missing the A word. We're missing the action in all of this. And guys, if you don't get anything out of this morning's show, I want you to get the fact that you got, in order to turn up, guys, it takes action. Some of you have some great ideas, some great things that you want to do. And I'm going to read some of these comments here in just a moment, guys, so keep them coming. Some of you have some great things that you want to do, but there's that voice that's in your head, and you're hearing it every morning when you wake up. And it's behind your ear, it's here, it's in your face, it's running all around your head, and it's telling you that's not going to work. That's no good. Don't do that. You're going to fail. You're going to look stupid. You're going to sound stupid. Guys, did you know that your voice, when you speak, that, and I've talked to people about this over and over again. It's the craziest thing because I went through it. When you hear, whose voice do you hear the most? Your own. So it is so common. It is, your voice is so average to you that you think that no one wants to hear your voice. But there are some people out there that have never heard your voice. There are some people that are closer to you that have heard you, that have got comfortable around you. And they just may take what you say as just, okay, it's just commonplace. But guys, we live in a big, big world. So there's a lot of people that want to hear what you got to say, right? So now that you know that there's this voice that's coming around you all the time, and you know that you have a voice and people want to hear what you want to say, then say it. Do it. Create it. Live it. Think it. Bring it to life. But it takes action. Get the voice out of your head telling you that I can't. Get the voice out of your head telling you that I got to do everything else for everybody else and put my stuff on hold. Man, I'm telling you right now, if you don't do it right now, if you don't start to, and I'm speaking to myself, guys, right? And stop letting everybody sidetrack you with everything else, make you feel guilty. This and other, and you do everything, and they're out doing what they want to do, running the way they want to run, doing the thing, create. You can't create legacy that way if what you have on the inside never comes to the outside. It just doesn't work that way. So we have to figure out, how do I get myself in the game? How do I get, I got to grab my helmet and put myself in the game. Now you can go, hey, I want to run the wrong. Throw the ball to me. I can catch it. really catch. I just thought they were the person that got the Gatorade. I just thought they were the person that, you know, that got the towels for us and told everybody great job. I thought it was just the person that maintained everything in the background. And I just thought they were a great support person. I love leaders, guys. I don't know about you guys. I want to be around people that are ready to lead. And if you're ready to lead, there's a certain thing that you have. I call it. Because I believe that this industry that we're in was created to create leaders. So I call it. And if I've ever told you that you have it, that means you have the propensity, the ability to lead. And leading is not a right. Leading is not a income level. Leading is not a look. Leading is a state of mind. People follow the leader. And whoever the leader is the person that people trust. People want to be around when the leader talks, people listen. They may not do everything that they say do. They may falter sometimes, but the true leader is the person that when they do something, people move with them. You see what I'm saying? I think you guys are getting me. But so I love being around people that want to lead. I love being around people that say, you know what, I want to be the person that is aspiring people and inspiring people to more. And sometimes that's a process that you got to go through. Some people, do I believe that they're natural born leaders? Absolutely. Sometimes people have to grow into being leaders. And to do that, you have to take the steps that necessary, the baby steps. But you have to start. Some people were born with a disadvantage in life. And they're at that point, and they're trying to get past that. Here's the disadvantage, and they're trying to get past that disadvantage here, and they can't get past it until one day a shift happens, and all of a sudden they get it and it clicks, just like a light switch being turned on. It's like, oh my God, now I get it. And now once you get it, now you can start moving and being the person that you were called to be. And you're like, why wasn't I doing this the whole time? Why wasn't I in this vein the whole time? I'm not saying be egotistical. I'm not saying guys be gaudy. I'm not telling you to be overbearing. What I am telling you is to walk in the power that God gave you. And if you walk, whatever your goal is, okay, whatever your passion is, whatever the thing is that you're being led to do, be the best at that thing. Some people are just great at being You may be a great servant. You may be the person that just, I'm the person that can do all of the media for you. I'm the person that's going to make sure that this is right or that's right. If whoever you are, guys, be that person, because that person is the person that God called you to be. Not everybody's going to be, a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Not everybody's going to own a car lot. Not everybody's going to own a high-rise business building. But there's something that's for you and only you. Figure out what it is. So, and I know I'm going to read some of these comments, but I know I'm going to lose my Blog Talk Radio audience. I want to say thank you to everybody for coming in on Blog Talk Radio. Man, I love you guys, and thank you for being great supporters of the show. For those of you that hear this show after the fact, and, you know, of course, this show starts – airs every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. So definitely tell somebody about the grind and be a part of the grind, guys. Help us bridge some gaps. So let's read some of these comments that you guys have. I love it. Let me go here. So we lost some people. So I lost some comments, guys, so I apologize. Princessa Tavares says, when you're able to run the mile with ease and not push your mind and body beyond that, then I'll be average. This is good. Absolutely. So be above average, guys. Be above average. And it's not your only competition is you. It really is. When I go play golf, guys, when I don't have the time to get out there like I want to, guys, but when I play golf, only person that I'm in competition with on the golf course is myself. I like to play sports that require me to affect me. So I love golf. And golf is a game of correction. So I'm playing against myself. Your score can be whatever you want it to be. But I'm playing against myself to get better within myself. And that's how life is. Rachel P. Joseph, if you run 1 mile today, try running 2 miles the next day. then push yourself to do the three, to do three the next day. Absolutely, guys. You run, if you know, you run 2 miles, and the next day you run, you know, another 2 miles to confirm, you know, that same 2 miles. You say, okay, I can't run 2 miles, but you're on the treadmill, and you're running, and you get to 2 miles, and you stop. If that's your stop point, then that's your growth point. So push yourself a little further, right? So let's see what else we got here. Hey, great morning, Angela Hill. I hear you, Pam. Is Amazon at the door? That's funny. Probably. Sonya, good morning, Sonya Boykin. Great to have you on the show. Regina Johnson Levy says her son is a professional model. Absolutely, absolutely. Get down that runway, man. That's what I'm saying. Lisa Chisholm Bacon, good morning. What's going on? Sonya Arrington, thank you for sharing with us. Absolutely. Good morning, Ms. Gemma James Graham. Regina Levy says, I'm grateful to God that I don't have a spirit of, that will do that good enough, that don't cut it for, that don't cut it for me always, striving for growth on my daily grind. So her spirit, I don't have a spirit of, that will do. Okay, you don't have a that's good enough spirit. Okay, I get you. All right. Created action. Absolutely. Sonya Arrington says, takes action. It is definitely on the inside. Sonya Arrington, absolutely. Leader, not a follower. Walk what God has gifted you with. Absolutely. And find out what that is. You got to find out what that is, right? I mean, if you don't find out what that is, then how can you walk in it? So have that conversation with yourself and God. Great morning, Mr. Graven. You're always so inspiring. Thank you. You're welcome, Jacinda Mitchell. Absolutely. Good morning, Ms. Donna Kirby Longwa. Good morning. Tisha Montgomery, good morning. So, guys, you know, I appreciate all of the comments, man. And, you know, this is probably going to be muted on Facebook Live because I'm definitely going to play another song for you guys. But want to make sure that you guys get the message this morning, man. It's time to turn up. It's really time to turn it up, man, for real. And if you get to that in that spirit of turning it up, then, you know, average and mediocre is just downright, you just hate it. It's disgusting. You don't want to be it. So if you want to set yourself apart, then set yourself apart. Answer to a higher calling, guys. Be in alignment on the three planes, mind, body, and spirit, and figure that thing out. And I'm talking to myself, too, guys, because every day it's a struggle. I want to empathize with you guys. I don't want to sympathize. But we can't live in the past. We got to live in the future. The present, you reflect on the past from the present, guys, and you look forward to the future, which brings you further and closer to the future. Your past cannot hinder you or define you. You have to create a brand new tomorrow every day, right? So in order to do that, guys, you definitely can't do that being average. So, man, God bless you guys, man. And I want to say, I wanted to play another song for you guys. I'm going to play this one. I'm trying to decide which one I want to play, but I'm going to play this one because here's what I believe. I believe that confidence is sexy. And there's somebody on this line right now, on this show, on this Facebook Live, and you're struggling with confidence. And you're struggling with confidence because you don't think you're good enough. You're struggling with confidence because somebody said something to you and it's rubbed you the wrong way and it stuck with you all your life. You're struggling with confidence because people have never treated you the way you felt you should be treated. You're struggling with confidence because you've always, always been in a certain situation at a certain time of the year, and you just can't get out of the same old rut. You're struggling with confidence on so many different areas. But I'll tell you this. I always say confidence is sexy. And until you get confidence, guys, nobody, absolutely nobody's going to want to follow you. Nobody's going to want to listen to you. Nobody's going to want to hear from you. You got to get the confidence piece down. How do you get the confidence piece down? Guys, you got to shut out all of the noise. All of the, I call it the white noise, the background noise. You got to shut all that out. And you got to get in your own world. And there's that fine line. First, you got to know the thing that you got to improve on. All right, because I believe too many people tell themselves what they want to hear as opposed to what they need to hear. So here's what you do, okay? You get in the mirror, you tell yourself what you need to hear. This is who I am. All right. This is what I'm not, and this is what I am. I do understand what I need to work on. This, this, and this. Okay. But where I am right now, I'm pushing myself and I'm going to get where I need to be. And when you walk out your door, ladies and gentlemen, and even in your house, you need to walk in the confidence that I am a 3%. And I do have it mentally, physically, and spiritually. I've made the connections. I'm good. My mindset is good. I'm going to take the hits and I'm going to get back up because I understand that they're going to be hits. And I also understand that, you know, in order for me to get this to this 3%, guys, I'm going to have to put some action behind the things that I say. But you got to tell yourself in the mirror, when you get through beating yourself up, right, then you got to put those shades on. Can't nobody see your black eyes at that point, right? Put them shades on and walk outside with confidence and say, I am who I am today, and I'm changing who I am every day. And I'm becoming the person that God has created me to become, and I'm walking in who I am right now with confidence. I'm not worried about anybody else's opinion of me. I'm not worried about anybody, how anybody else feels about me, because I know the only thing that gets you to not really care about that is because you know that you are a work in progress, but you are working. You're working toward who you need to be. When you fall off that wagon to be the 3%, then that means you're not working to what you need to be. And that's when you can't fool yourself. So walk in confidence that you're taking the action that you know you need to take to get where you need to be. Action, action, action. You cannot create any legacy. You cannot create any duplication. No level of success without action, guys. This is not the name and claim it. You got to name it, claim it, and get off your butt, man, and go work for it, right? Go work for it, right? So that means you have to tell yourself, oh, my God, I look good. Look at me today, man. I look good. You look in that mirror and you tell yourself, man, I look good. You spin around side to side and say, I look good. Why can you say that? Why can you say that right now, guys? How can you say that? Because you know that you're working toward a better you, man. God bless you guys, man. Thank you for chiming into the grind. You know, I see you guys. I think I'm going to be on another location Tuesday morning. That's what I'm going to shoot for. I'm going to be on another location. I may even do the beach on Tuesday morning. So you guys sticking there with me, man. I thank you guys for being faithful listeners, faithful followers of the grind, man. Better things coming. God bless you guys, man. Remember, oh my God, I look good.
Baby, what you say? I ain't here to conversate. Baby, I don't play. From Miami, causing trouble in LA. Rowdy, Tennessee. If I don't come for you, best not come for me. Jordan, 23. Guarantee you're gonna wanna leave with me. I got that la 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 la. Pull up, pull up, pull up straight from Tokyo. You cannot believe it when we come through. My God, you look good today. My God, you look good today. Back up, back up, back up, do it slow-mo. When she drop it, bounce back like a yo-yo.
so small, look like LiFo. Moonwalk, my diamonds, Michael. She so fine, I call my best man. Ain't no rings on the left hand. I had a dream, I was in quicksand. Then I woke up with the best plan. Talk to me like I'm an athlete.